Welcome to the Fit Culture Podcast, where transformation isn't just about weight loss. It's about upgrading every part of your life, your body, your mind, and the people you love.
I'm Ari Vaskovas.
And I'm Sarah Lynn, founders of Fit Culture and world-renowned fitness retreat, creators of the Blueprint Method and Fit Culture Academy.
For over 28 years, we've helped Olympic athletes, high performers, and everyday families create lasting transformation. Everything is inspired from us.
From raising athletes to navigating burnout, hormones, and real life, we've seen what actually works for clients, for our kids, and the people we love most.
Here, you're going to find the systems, the tools, and mindset upgrades that help real people get real results. Stronger bodies, healthier relationships, stronger minds, and bigger lives.
Inside Fit Culture, you're not just another client, you're family.
This is your blueprint.
This is your Fit Culture.
Let's get started.
Coming up on the Fit Culture Podcast.
And we're going to do something a little bit different today. We're actually going over my labs. I've been coming to see Rebecca here, and she said that she would be open to talking to all of us about labs and what she thinks about hormones.
With my personal story, I had a total hysterectomy when I was 23 years old. And I really felt like there has to be more, being in menopause when I was in my 20s and not having a quality of life and then trying to take care of my little kids. So the concept of this place was, it was to complete people's journey. When's the last time you've had any replacement for testosterone?
Well, it was 2 weeks prior to us doing our labs.
Okay. So what are the things that you would be feeling with this kind of imbalance? When it's that low, you're going to feel that fogginess. Almost like you wake up and you're thinking, how am I going to place together today all the pieces of my day? This is beginning of menopause.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Sarah. I'm here at Arcadia at Mediate Clinical Services with Rebecca. And we're going to do something a little bit different today. We're actually going over my labs. I came in last week and did some blood work. And so Rebecca's going to go over my labs with me today because I'm really on a mission to not only lose weight, but I want to do it the right way. I want to build up lean muscle, reduce body fat, but I also really want to just be younger. I want to like be able to do the things that I want to do and not feel like, you know, I'm in pain all of the time. And I guess I don't want to grow old gracefully or whatever that means. And so I've been coming to see Rebecca here, and she said that she would be open to talking to all of us, all of you guys, too, about labs and what she thinks about hormones.
All right. All right. Let's get started. So I'm going to give you a coffee so you can look at it with me at the same time.
Before I start, I wanted to ask you, Rebecca, how did you kind of get into this? I mean, I know you're an RN,
mm-hmm.
and you're one of the owners here. Is that right? I didn't know that until I was reading your card. I'm like, wait a second. So, tell me a little bit about like how you got into this and like why.
Yeah.
I mean, because obviously this has to be so rewarding, like working with people.
Yeah. Helping. It is. So I, and with my personal story, I had a total hysterectomy when I was 23 years old and felt horrible afterwards. And I really felt like there has to be more, and this is just what life's going to look like for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And so I started out as a nurse in oncology after doing oncology for multiple years and then going into the surgery side of things. It became a passion that how can I help people not go through what I went through and not have all of those years of being in menopause when I was in my 20s and not having a quality of life and then trying to take care of my little kids on top of that.
Oh, yeah.
So I was feeling like that. And so I thought there has to be more to it. So the concept of this place was, it was to complete people's journey, not just to do weight loss, but to be able to complete their journey with the wellness piece. And that's why we do the vitamin IV bags that are custom to what your body needs, not the just the generic bag. And the peptides, and we're huge with peptides because we've seen them change people's lives and their journeys. You know, Yeah, I can definitely speak to the peptides as well in as far as my own healing that I use them for.
Yeah, we have to dig into that a little bit more. That's really inspiring. I'm glad you shared that with us because, and that's super important. Okay, so what do we got here?
Okay.
And then maybe dive into like all the different things.
Yeah, so let's talk about the good before the bad.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay, we went ahead and on yours, we did a complete panel, right? So you looked at your CBCs, which is the hematology piece of the blood.
Okay.
We're looking at the stickiness of it, the clotting factors of it, and your electrolyte levels. And all of that under your CBCs,
okay,
looked really good.
Okay.
And then underneath that where you see chemistry, this is your comprehensive metabolic panel, okay? So that's where your sodium and your potassium comes in.
Okay.
And you're doing good at that.
Yay.
I
am trying to hydrate.
Yeah. And I love that because you have to be hydrating or else you can end up in a bad state with your kidneys.
Yeah.
So then that brings me to the next category when you're looking at chemistry and the BUN and the creatinine. That's your kidney function. Well, as you can see, all of those are within normal range. And the reason is because staying hydrated, doing electrolytes, that then is protecting your kidneys on top of that.
Okay.
Okay. So that's all good news.
Okay.
Good. Thyroid. Thyroid we're always looking at because it can directly affect your weight loss, fatigue. Sometimes people will have hair loss, and that's a big sign of the thyroid's not working correctly. And your levels came back really good. So all of those were within normal range. What we're learning here on your labs is that yours is not a thyroid issue. It's a hormone issue.
Okay.
Okay. And sometimes when those are both unbalanced, we have to fix both. In your case, we need to really just concentrate on the hormones.
Okay.
Your FSH, the FSH is your follicle stimulating hormone, and that's directly related to the amount of estrogen and testosterone that's in your body and available. Well, if you see under your estrogen, you're at 7.4.
Oh,
so normal range starts at 20.5.
Oh my God. Well, so what does that mean?
So that means this is beginning of menopause.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. So all the things that you're
feeling, that was happening.
Yeah. And this is where there's the relief, though, right, of knowing, okay, there's an answer and you don't just have to feel this way. As there is an answer to the brain fog, it's harder to lose weight right now. You know, you feel stagnant with that. That's all because you're in the process right now and going through menopause and you're at the beginning stages of it. So everything's slowing down.
Okay.
So in a perfect world, if we were optimizing your hormone levels and giving you, let's say, bioidentical, which is what we'll talk about next. Mm-hmm. We don't even really want it at 20. We would like it a little bit higher than that.
Yeah.
Right? But you're very low. And so what that does is then that makes that FSH level high because your estrogen's low.
Okay. Got it.
Now, your testosterone, when's the last time you've had any replacement for testosterone?
Well, it was 2 weeks prior to us doing our labs.
So that's why you're at 126.
Okay.
But so here's what happens. You're using the testosterone, but not dealing with the estrogen, right? And when you don't deal with both, then you have overproduction of testosterone, not enough estrogen, and it's a very, very unbalanced process.
Yeah.
So the things that you're feeling are not a lack of testosterone. They're a lack of estrogen balancing out the two.
I see.
So
good news and bad news.
Right. So what are the things that you would be feeling with this kind of imbalance and the way this looks? The biggest one is fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
The second is brain fog. That is a huge one.
That is huge. I have that is something that I've been struggling with for a while is just I can't remember, I'm having a hard time just keeping things I need to do that. What was it I was thinking about? And it's just gone.
Right.
So this will help with my focus, too.
Oh, huge. Yeah. Okay. And we'll talk about the peptide for that as well, because there's two pieces to that.
Okay.
But when it's that low, you're going to feel that fogginess, almost like you wake up and you're thinking, how am I going to place together today all the pieces of my day? And it just seems overwhelming.
Yes.
Right? Which used to not seem overwhelming.
Yes. And okay. then the emotional piece kicks in.
Yes. There's that emotional piece. And then there's the little libido piece of that, which if you feel like you're feeling, that's not going to be on the top priority of your list, right?
Right.
Libido, because you're having all these other things and the fatigue takes over that.
Yeah. So we got to get that sexy feeling back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that.
And when was the last time you had a cycle?
So it's weird. It's, I think, probably like 6 weeks ago I had one. But here's the thing. Like, it's just random. Like, now it'll just like pop out of the blue.
Okay.
There's no method to the like, I'll just be surprised. Like, I'll just be like, oh, I'm done with that. I'm not having my period anymore.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'll just get it randomly. I haven't really clocked it to see like how far they are apart, but it's definitely not once a month.
So that would be one of the first signs, you know, that you're going into, yeah, premenopausal state. And then it's showing that as proof in the numbers. Any history in your family or from you of endometriosis or?
No.
Okay. That's important to know when we're talking about estrogen levels, because that can feed it.
Okay.
So in a case, you know, where you're feeling so unbalanced and it's harder to lose the weight, how do we get this back up there? Okay. Well, bioidentical is going to be the safest route. And I think, you know, maybe we talked in the past a little bit about how injectable testosterone is not bioidentical. And so there's risk factors with that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a risk for blood clots, and it's not identical to what your body already produces.
Yeah.
So when we do bioidentical, that's when we talk about the hormone pellet. And we're able to put the testosterone and the estrogen in it together.
Okay.
And that's going to be the same makeup of what your body produces.
Okay.
So it's a lot safer. It's a lot easier to gauge the stability, because when you inject, you get the great feeling and then you feel good for a while and then you drop. So for a female, a pellet lasts 3 months long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a slow distribution.
Okay.
So we do a tiny little cut in the top of your glute, numb it up, and then we insert the pellets in there. And we're going to dose it according to what your levels are set.
Hi.
So it's not like one size fits all. We take the labs and then we do the calculation according to that to figure out your dose. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be the first time. The first time is not the win every time. You're going to feel different after the first time, but it might take 2 times before we know, okay, that's your dose.
Okay.
And now we know to stay with that.
And what's the frequency that you get, like, the pellets?
For females, 3 months, and males are 5 months.
Okay, so feasibly, you're putting it in for the first 3 months, and then I would do lab work again?
Right. So when it's your very first pellet, we do labs 6 weeks later,
just
to see how it took.
Okay.
Because that's kind of our window in to see, this is how your body absorbed it. Maybe it wasn't enough, maybe a little too much. And then that way we can gauge it for your next one.
I see.
And then when you're just on a regular maintenance with it every 3 months, you have the labs drawn a week before. So I know where you're at.
Okay.
So it's just that first time that we want to really capture right at that 6 week mark where everything's in your system at that point. What does it look like?
I wasn't even really thinking, I guess, about the estrogen levels. And that makes sense that's so important for a female that's my age.
And there's a big component to that mentally too, right? Because what happens is you start thinking, is this just how I'm going to feel? Do I have to just live like this?
Yes.
Right? And then what happened, you know, there's a lot of patients that come in here and they went to other places and they were told, well, they're within range. Well, like I said, with your estrogen, we don't really want it just within range.
Yeah.
We want it above that. So, but yeah, you even feel more of a quality of life.
Yeah. I don't want to be at the low end of 53.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's not good.
Right.
I guess tell me a little bit about what happens. I mean, can you give me a little more detail about what happens in your body, like scientifically, when we get these things leveled out? And what's good is that you're able to show me, like, look, for a female that's my age, you know, this is kind of the range that you should be in. And like you said, like if you go in for your physical or whatever to your regular doctor, they're just basically looking to see if you're within that range. And that range is so wide. Like I'm looking at that. And if like, wait a second, my estrogen should be between 20.5 and 602.
Right. That's a huge range.
That's a huge range. So you're like, I know, because at our fitness retreat, when people come, like when females come, they're like, well, my doctor said that like I'm within range. If you want to, like, I probably would recommend like going somewhere else to get it checked out, because, you know, your regular doctor oftentimes is just looking at you, you know, from a health standpoint, not really from a standpoint of like optimizing or helping you to feel younger or really looking at like the issues that you're having with losing weight and then figuring out like, okay, what's the best strategy to get you optimized so that you are able to lose that weight, build up the lean muscle, feel younger, look younger, you know, yeah, like you said, like have a sex drive,
right?
You know, like all of those things.
Right.
So I'm just curious, especially because my estrogen is so low, like, do you see that often with women that come in?
Yeah, we do. And as and now you can see, like, even taking your testosterone, right? If you look at the range, according to this, it says 0 to 75.
Yes.
Okay, well, with where you're at, you, I mean, you're above the range, right?
Yeah.
But you're not feeling right.
That's right.
So that shows us again that ranges are not each person. They're just there for reference.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, where you might be optimized is 180. That might be good for your body, whereas somebody else, 100.
Okay. Yeah. So that makes sense.
It definitely has to be customized to your own journey. And testosterone and estrogen, beyond the things that I just mentioned, you know, it's important because it's protectant for osteoporosis. That's a big one. Early onset of dementia, that a lot of times is due to hormones, because mm-hmm. we're not protecting the brain and the cognitive piece of that.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah.
Wow. Another thing that you had mentioned at the beginning, and it's something that I just started because you recommended it to me, was the peptides.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit more about peptides? I know there are some different kinds and you recommended one specifically for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one of the things that I had mentioned to you was I'm on this journey to, you know, just embrace like myself right now and kind of leverage myself up in every way. I don't want to just lose weight. Like, I don't want to be saggy and baggy. Like, I need to build up more lean muscle. I actually did go in and get a hydrostatic body composition test done. And most people wouldn't maybe think this, but I'm like 34% body fat right now. And I have to get down at least 10% just to get to like a normal range, right? And so that is something that I am going to be going full force forward with. And you had said that a peptide would help. Can you explain a little bit more about peptides and kind of like how they help? And
so peptides are amino acids, and so they're what our body already produces, but a lot of times we don't have enough of that in our bodies.
Okay.
So the NAD plus, which, you know, has gotten a lot of media coverage in the last couple of years, and there's a lot of different forms of it. It's so important because it not only can be a peptide that can heal, but also it's for the brain. It's that cognitive piece that it works amazing on. And there's so many routes. You can do it as an injection, as an IV, in a troche form. I guess I should say with troches, I mean tablets that dissolve in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I didn't know what you meant by that either. When you first said it, I'm like, what?
The second one is the CJC. And then that's also in troche form. And what's the benefit of a troche? That's the biggest question. That it absorbs right into your bloodstream instead of a capsule that has to break down in your gut.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And you think about it, when you take vitamins, so how much are you really getting of that if you don't have great gut health?
Oh, yeah.
Because
I think about that.
Yeah, it has to absorb in there. And then most of us don't have great gut health, you know? Well, just as Americans, we don't do the things that we eat. So when you're bypassing that with a troche, you're getting that whole form a whole dose of it, kind of like an IV.
Okay.
So it's going straight to the bloodstream. So the CJC, that's for muscle. What was really popular originally was human growth hormone, HCG.
Okay.
CJC is the peptide version of that and an amino acid. So what our bodies already have some of. That's why you take it at nighttime, because it helps with your sleep cycles. That's when we produce human growth hormones at nighttime. Okay. And then when, you know, these GLPs that are so popular right now, using that in combination, then you don't end up getting the muscle wasting, because you want to lose the fat, you don't want to lose the muscle.
Right.
So that CJC is a fantastic one for that. And then the BPC is the one that's specific to healing. And that can be in a capsule form or a troche. Capsule sometimes is better if we're actually working on the gut, mm-hmm. and we want it to coat the stomach.
I see. So is it sometimes are people on multiple different peptides?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Depending on what the target is.
Okay. Okay. So I'm on the middle one.
Yeah.
I was talking about how like that's my mission.
Right.
Is because I know that I lost a lot of muscle, you know, over the last year. And now I need to build that back up again.
Yeah.
So that I can speed my metabolism back up, baby. Also, so I'm not saggy and baggy.
Yeah. And also it's going to help you feel better.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, I guess one of the things that I also wanted to kind of talk about is just that none of this is good in a vacuum. Because we've talked about it. You're in good shape. One of the things that I have found is that I feel like, well, and Eric talks about this like a lot. And he's like, when I'm balanced and my hormones are balanced, he's like, I feel like working out. Like, I feel like being active. Like, I have the motivation to go and do it because my body wants to do it. So I think there's this misconception that we're just using it like as a band-aid, as a, like a replacement. And like, that's not what I'm talking about. And that's not what you're talking about at all. This is just helping to optimize your body so that all of the things that you want become easier. It helps your motivation to want to do them. But then the reciprocal of that is it's also 10 timesing your results because your body is in a place where it's ready for it, right?
I agree with Eric. Is how do you want to go to the gym mm-hmm. and work out and want to take care of yourself if you don't have the capacity to be able to even feel that? Right?
Right.
So when you're going through these hormonal changes like this, that's when you're very susceptible to depression.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have another patient that had come in here and her doctor said, well, then get up and do more. Well, until we fix her levels and put a pellet in, she didn't have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
Because she was so depressed. And a lot of times, especially for females, you go in and you say these symptoms and it's, let's put you on the antidepressant. Well, let's fix the problem.
Yeah.
Right? And that's, skip the depression meds. Not always. There's always a place for them. But skip that and fix what is the problem to get you to a place where you want to wake up and you want to care about yourself.
Yes. That's why when I first spoke with you, when I came in the first time, I was like, there's like an alignment here because, you know, when we have people that come to our fitness retreat, I mean, Eric's whole book that he wrote and his whole mission is based on what's called the blueprint method.
Mm-hmm.
And this is more of your mental stages that he's taking you through to like kind of get to find your purpose and to live like your best life.
Yeah.
And it really starts with problem, like figuring out what's standing in your way, coming up with a solution, taking action, and then staying accountable to it. And like everything that you talk about, this is like part of it. It's like he's going through it from like that mental perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're talking about it from a physical perspective. And like, I think that when you have all of those things that are lining up together, it's like the perfect balance.
Right.
It feels like, you know, nothing can stop you.
Yeah.
You know, but if you have one of those things off, so many people come to us and they're like, I just don't know why I'm not motivated. Like, I can't seem to get myself going. I always tell people, you know, that they should go get their labs done ahead of time, that they should, you know, try to look into that too before they come to the fitness retreat, just because, like, we don't want anything standing in their way of them having success once they get to us. But a lot of people just, you know, there isn't enough information, or they haven't looked into it, or from the time they were young, they were just told, you know, you're just not motivated, like, you just can't do that. You know what I mean? And so finally, they take the plunge and they come to us. What is great is that once they're with us, because we're doing the testing that we're doing, the hydrostatic body composition, we're like literally measuring out their macros and, you know, we figure out what their metabolism all about. After 1 week, like, we can say, listen, there's something else going on with you, Leia. And we immediately are like, you've got to get your blood work done. You have to go get your hormones tested, because this is such a huge piece. So I'm just glad that you're talking about it and just kind of clarifying a lot of stuff for people, because it's something that I think a lot of people think about and hear about, but they don't really take action on it, because maybe there's a fear there, a fear of the unknown, or, I mean, a lot of people are afraid to go to the doctor, period.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation out there, or maybe they did go and they were told, you know, quote, they're in normal range. And so now they have in their head that maybe this is just all in my head, you know, maybe I just need to get over it.
Yes.
And I'll say too, one thing through being in this field now for quite a while is when couples do this as a journey together, I mean, we've seen marriages fix through that, because if one of you feels optimized and wants to get out and go hike and has great libido and great mental focus and the other one has none, how do you align, right?
That is for sure. So absolutely.
When you have two going through this together and optimizing your hormones at the same time, you know, then you both get to feel good together at the same time. So a lot of times as a couple, it's a great thing to do together.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. If somebody is like, I just want to know, like, what we can tell people about, like, when is a good time to start looking into this? Like, okay, I know you had mentioned, like, when you start to feel, like, if you're feeling tired all of the time, or, you know, when you're not having, like, natural feelings, but a lot of people aren't clued into their own,
right,
you know, that something has changed. It's just because, you know, sometimes with this, it's just kind of like it just happens.
Right.
You know, so all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait, I've gained like a gazillion pounds and I'm not feeling great and I'm angry at everybody. And I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm grumpy. And, you know, I mean, like, I don't want to live like this and I've got to figure this out. Right. But I was all the way down. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So for those for people that like aren't maybe at that point where they let themselves get all the way down to the bottom yet. When would you suggest like starting to really like look into this in terms of like,
yeah,
you know,
so once we've hit our 30s, that's when your levels start to decrease. But the reason I don't like putting a cap on it age wise is there's people that come here that are in their 20s that even help with their
like life. You were saying, like, because of your circumstances and what you went through health wise.
Right. So, yeah. Or they have polycystic ovarian disease. Right. Oh, yeah. In their 20s. So there's so much more to the story when it's individualized instead of, okay, well, you don't need hormones till you're, let's say, 35. No, it's per story. So, like, I think the takeaway is if you feel like something's not right, you have that in your body that you know something's not right, then get a set of labs.
Yeah.
You know, it's a simple step to see, okay, what is it? Maybe it's your thyroid. You know, there's so many things it can be no matter what age you are.
Yeah. And also how you physically look, too, and how, like, you know, feeling is one thing, but like if you started to rapidly put on weight or lose weight, or you've noticed that all of a sudden you're like saggy and baggy and you're not like maintaining muscle and you're working out all the time, you know, whatever it is, if something changes, like,
right,
physically, like how you look too.
Or if you're, you know, for a lot of people, they're on these GLPs and they say, well, they don't work like they used to. Well, that's probably because there's a hormone issue.
Yeah.
So that's another group. I would definitely say that. Should look at them.
Okay. Well, Rebecca, thank you again much for breaking this all down. I know it's just not helpful for me, but for all of you. There was one more thing. So I live in you know, Scottsdale, Arizona, and we're in Arcadia. And so obviously, if you're anywhere like in the Phoenix metro area, like you should definitely come here because she's amazing. And this clinic is amazing, too. Let's say somebody is not here. They're like in Alaska or I don't know. They'd hit so many dead ends with like their regular physicians. What kind of like a clinic or like what should they be searching for if they're looking for a place to go that's going to be able to do something similar?
Yeah. One, we also do out of state, so we can do telemedicine.
Oh, you do?
Yes. There. So if you're needing somebody, you know, to kind of walk beside you a little bit more, and especially if you're going to do a pellet, you know, and it needs to be somewhere local. A lot of times OBGYNs will do them, but the best, if you're looking for all of it, would be like a wellness place.
Okay. So you're saying, so somebody could just make an appointment with you, like telemed-wise,
yeah,
and then you could counsel them from there.
Yeah.
You could go over like all of their symptoms, like what they're feeling, what's happening with them, kind of like their lifestyle thing. And then you can have them then do their labs remotely.
Yep.
You could recommend a remote lab and they could send them in. And then you could do this, like what we're doing right yep. now. And if anything is needed, you would have them go somewhere locally to have that put in.
Yeah.
And you would be able to refer them to that place.
Yeah.
So really, they don't need to search it out. Like, yeah, it could just come to you.
Especially if they're coming for, you know, the weight loss piece of it, for tirzepatide or semaglutide, we ship that. And then we do the check-ins every 4 weeks.
Okay.
So every 4 weeks, we do a check-in. And we're very adamant about that because we want to walk it with you, not just provide the meds.
Yeah. Okay, this is awesome. All right, thank you so much. I'm so excited. Well, here we go. You don't have to go anywhere else.
That's right.
All right, thank you all. We'll see you later.
Thanks so much for tuning into Fit Culture Podcast, where transformation is personal, sustainable, and rooted in real science and real life.
We're honored to be part of your journey and proud to offer the same system, strategies, and tools that have helped thousands of families, athletes, and high achievers around the world.
Don't forget to check out everything Fit Culture has to offer on fitculture.com. At Fit Culture, you're not just transforming. You're becoming who you are meant to be, stronger, healthier, and more connected.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Fit Culture to stay inspired, stay supported, and stay in the loop. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and stay part of our family.